Saturday. It is October 15th, 2016. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, and I'm broadcasting from the Chicago suburbs. Thanks for joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. View the guest lineup for this program at spingola.com. Just click on the radio schedule button and select the appropriate year, month, and day. Please also visit screeningsandyhook.net for my articles regarding Sandy Hook, psych, drugs, and related topics. I hope that you will also visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net, created by a dear friend and listener. One may also listen to the audio files of my programs there at SpingolaSpeaks.net, as well as to the RBN archives. Another option is Wooly's blog, and that's wooliesblog.blogspot.com. If you appreciate the RBN programming, please consider donating to the network. You may do that by calling 800-724-2719 or visit republicbroadcasting.org and click donate, or simply send donations to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by visiting spingola.chatango.com. We won't take calls the first hour, but we will later on in the program. My guest the first hour today is Dolly Kyle. Her website is dollykyle.com, and her last name is spelled K-Y-L-E. She is Billy Clinton's former friend. She is the author of a fabulous book, Hillary, the Other Woman, which is available at Amazon. Dolly has also written three novels, the Heart Trilogy, that you may read about at her website, dollykyle.com. Dolly wrote, and I quote, "Billy Clinton and I both graduated from Hot Springs High School in 1964. Our friendship and dating relationship throughout high school developed into a deep adult friendship and eventually into a long-term affair. I'm not proud and have repented of having that decades-long affair with Billy Clinton, but it is a fact," unquote. Dolly, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope you're having a lovely Saturday, as I am here in Little Rock.
Yes, I am. It's been a wonderful day thus far. And your book is terrific, and I wanted to get your take on the recent debates. And I keep seeing these advertisements on television about how Hillary Clinton is for children, that she has just always worked in children's behalf. And I think, my gosh, in the 90s, she was pushing psych drugs on these poor little children. And, I mean, she has had repetitive abortions. And then somebody apparently told her, look, if you want to get anywhere in politics, in addition to grabbing Bill Clinton, in addition to that, you need to have a child, because it will show your humanity and make you more appealing to the average voter. Is that true?
All true. Every bit of it, and it's all in my book except the abortions part. I know those incidents, but I did not have anyone who was willing to stick their neck out and quote anything on that. And we have, I guess, also HIPAA laws in place, so there's all kinds of problems with the abortion issue. But there are plenty of other issues to deal with.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah, and let me say one thing up front so we don't confuse any of the listeners. My website, dollykyle.com, has my novels on there. I deliberately did not put anything there about the new book, Hillary, the Other Woman, because it is a true story, and I didn't want anyone in any way confused about those two things. It is available on Amazon, but Amazon has tooled me around for the last 4 months, as they do any Hillary supporter, but I think worse with me, because my story is so up close and personal that I am more of a threat to the Clintons. So, for example, my book went to number one months ago, do you think Amazon gave me the number one sticker and then put on my name, you know, Dolly Kyle, number one author? No. And I had my publisher call and say, why not? And the Amazon's answer is, there is more to getting a number one sticker than being number one.
Holy
cow. Let
that
sink in for a moment. Yeah, let that sink in. And then my publisher followed up with, well, if there is more to being number one, what exactly is it? And the answer was, that is proprietary information.
And
I think the answer to that is Jeff Bezos, who runs Amazon, doesn't like you or anyone else who criticizes Hillary. So the proprietary information is we are extremely prejudiced, and there is a giant left-wing conspiracy bigger than anything Hillary ever thought about for the right wing. The other thing is, like, today, this very day, I just sent a tweet out. I'm so annoyed about this. My book, the hardcover version, is number two on Amazon, right?
Wow.
Okay, number two, and it's $16.49. Guess what is number one? A Kindle version of Lincoln that is on sale for $1.99. Does that sound like apples and oranges to you? I don't think,
yes,
I'm number two to a book that's $1.99 on Kindle.
Exactly.
People are paying $16.49 for that hardback. How does that line up with someone paying $1.99 for a Kindle book? I don't think
exactly.
So. I try not to get upset about this, but it's so aggravating. Just every single day, drip, 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 some left-wing wacko who will not look at the truth attacks me in some way, either directly or indirectly, like this. I'm sick of it, but I'm going to keep going. It's the right thing
to do. Yes, it is the right thing to do, and people enemies always attack the messenger. And certainly you are a great messenger for the truth. And your book is just it's just an amazing book. And
you're
a delightful lady. You really
thank
are.
Thank you very much. Tell my children that, will you?
Yes. Yes, I will.
Thank you. Pass it along. Tell them I'm cool and I'm fun and I'm not a nerd.
Yes, indeed. Indeed.
Well, they won't believe it either.
Tell us, what do you think, really, about the debates? I couldn't help myself. I watched both of them, and my gosh, the post-debate conversation with the media, they found everything wrong with Trump. They just were picking on him and nitpicking on him. And, I mean, there was all sorts of rumors. Well, I don't think there were rumors that Hillary got the questions a week before the first debate. I mean, and the media loves this woman.
Well, that's chapter 47 in my book, Media Magic, or How to Make a Story Disappear. And it talks about all of this that the media has been doing for 40 years and why, not 40 years, 30 years, and why they're doing this. I have to tell you, I turned on the first debate. I couldn't stand it. After 30 minutes, I turned it off. And then I had so many calls the next day from radio stations wanting my take on stuff that I ended up hearing blips of it when people say, well, now listen to this and see what you think. It's like, oh, my gosh, it's disgusting. But I learned years ago when I was I started Lawyers for Affordable Housing in Dallas. That's a nonprofit organization to help low-income homeowners with real estate issues. I am a real estate attorney. And I would go to a meeting, for example, at City Hall, and then read about it the next day in the newspaper. And if they hadn't gotten the location and the time right, I would have thought they were talking about two different meetings, the one I went to and the one they reported on. So this is rampant in the media. And the New York Times, Washington Post, those people would be getting an F in Journalism 101 from when I took it, an F for what they're doing. It's ridiculous. And just today, I read that, what's his name, Crystal in the New York Times, is doing a piece tomorrow talking about what if Hillary were accused of groping men, like Donald Trump has been accused of groping women. Well, first off, a lot of the Trump gropes are being debunked by the people who supposedly were groped. Secondly, I'm sorry, even if Donald Trump groped or was sexually inappropriate with women over the years past, is still not quite the same as someone who has been running for president for over 40 years, protecting her husband from the consequences of raping women and sexually assaulting them for over 40 years. So, again, it's apples and oranges, like my number two hardcover to the Amazon number one Kindle. But this is the way it's going nowadays. And the other thing is, don't get me started, but we have dumbed our schools, our education system so badly that kids don't learn how to think logically. They are just learning how to take tests. And notice I didn't say dumbing down, because there's no other way to dumb. You don't dumb up. And that very phrase annoys me. So sure. Maybe I am a nerd.
Well, maybe it's okay. That's what I like, nerds. And I consider myself good. A nerd, so you're
but,
in good company.
And then, so the second debate, first off, I was surprised in both debates that Hillary was standing upright and looking good. And then I find out that the video of her was pixelated to take the wrinkles off her face. Oh, come on. I don't know if that really happened or not, but if so, I want that to happen next time I'm on television, please.
Indeed.
But she was completely scripted, and I was delighted that Donald Trump took something of an offensive, but I will say that on every question he answered, I wanted him to go farther. I wanted him to say more. For example, in response about Russia, he should have mentioned that Hillary sold out 20% of the United States uranium interest to Russia in exchange for $35 million in donations to the Clinton Foundation. I don't know if he doesn't have those facts on the tip of his tongue, as I do, because I've been watching these people for 40 years, or if he just didn't want to do that. I don't know. But I wanted to be in there behind him saying, wait, you forgot.
I felt the same way, because there's so much he could be telling, so much he could be exposing, and he isn't. And
right. But I was glad that he had Juanita and Kathleen and Paula up there and did a press conference, which he had to trick the media into attending. But I am still amazed at the number of people I talk to and in my audiences who have never heard of Kathleen Willey, but Juanita Broderick, who was raped by Billy in 1978. She gets a whole chapter in my book.
Right.
Of course, my chapters are very short, and you know, I want to remind your readers of that. And I'm a novelist, so I wrote this book, and I think you'll agree with me. It's somewhat in the style of a novel in that it's a story, and there's discrete chapters, and you just go from one to the next, building and building, and there's a plot, and there is a timeline, and we come to a pretty good conclusion at the end. But the big problem, as I say in chapter 46, is that the problem is so big. The normal person cannot wrap their minds around scandals this broad and deep and pervasive over 40 years. And so, when you look at the book, all the other chapters are, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 pages long. Chapter 46, The Big Problem, is 11 pages in alphabetical order, just listing the Clinton scandals, not explaining them, just listing them. And I intended for people to look at that and sort of have their eyes glaze over and just go page after page after page after page after page after page and see that the list goes on and on and on, because that is a big part of it. And it's so bad, really, people's eyes do glaze over and their ears clam up and they can't possibly listen to one more thing, because how could it possibly be true? I get that. If I weren't on the inside, I'd be wondering about it myself.
Well, the list is very lengthy, but it's all alphabetized. It's a wonderful list. And as you say, why didn't Trump talk more about the email? And I'm glad he brought it up. And talk about why the Justice Department and her buddy, Comey, aren't going after her. I mean, she should be in jail.
Oh, she should be in prison, and preferably
forever.
Not a club fed with tennis courts. Not that she could play tennis. I would think she would collapse and die before she got to the net. but I still don't understand how they got her drugged up and standing up and managing to look alive at the debates, because I think she's on her last legs. And, you know, in chapter 50, the last chapter of the book, Hillary the Other Woman, I talk about her increasing cognitive impairment, and I would like to draw your attention to the fact that I turned this manuscript into my publisher on the 15th of March, and at that point, no one was talking about cognitive impairment. I brought this up, and I went out on a limb to do it, because I am not a medical doctor. I'm a juris doctor, of course. I'm a lawyer, but I'm not a medical doctor. And then I thought, you know what, that's okay, because think in your own family, sorry to say, but most of us have watched a parent or a grandparent deteriorate before our very eyes. And we start wondering, what is wrong with Granny? What is going on here? And maybe you go to WebMD or the Centers for Disease Control, and you look for these symptoms, and you type them in, and this is what I observe, and what is this? Well, I woke up one day with the term cognitive impairment buzzing around in my head. And as I say, I was a psych major, so it's not a term I was unfamiliar with. So I went to the Centers for Disease Control. I pulled out symptoms of cognitive impairment. And then I, from YouTube videos, from any kind of videos that anyone can look at, I listed those symptoms and then the behaviors that Hillary has shown that fall under those symptoms. So I'm not saying, it would take a medical doctor to say this, why she has this increasing cognitive impairment. I'm just pointing it out. It's obvious. There is no denying it. There's absolutely no denying it. Look at the symptoms. Look at what she does. You know, starting with, is she losing her memory? Did she really forget what happened so that under oath 250 times she says, I do not remember? Or is she just lying, or both? I mean, she can have it either way she wants it. She's either a liar or she's cognitively impaired, actually, or both. But there is no innocence with that. And this is from Benghazi to anything else that you want to bring up. She doesn't remember.
Right. I did have Dr. Betty Martini on talking about her problems. And Betty told the audience about their both Bill and Hillary's consumption of Diet Coke, and which has aspartame in it. And apparently, Dr. Martini had warned Bill Clinton about this, and it's very addictive, but it has aspartame, which is can do this to you. It's an excitotoxin. It's very, very dangerous. And it can cause Parkinson's disease, as it did with Michael J. Fox. So she could have Parkinson's, because she does.
She could have Parkinson's. It could be post-concussion syndrome. She could have fallen and gotten a concussion because she had a stroke, or because she was drunk, or she was high on something. I don't know. We don't know those underlying things. And there's a lot of speculation going around, as your Dr. Betty did, and I think that's fine. And I think it's a good warning to other people, if they are doing something that is known to be physically deleterious, then stop doing that. You know, my mother told us when we were kids, this is funny, but she told us when we were kids not to drink Cokes, not to drink those carbonated beverages, because they would ruin our teeth. And then she said, the only way to keep from ruining your teeth would be to drink it through a straw. But if you drink through a straw, it will cause your lips to pucker up, and you'll get lines in your lips like people who smoke. So don't drink those things.
that's funny. That's very good. Okay, we're going to take a real quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest, Dolly Kyle.
What? While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Dolly Kyle. Her website is dollykyle.com. And that sounds like very good advice that your mother gave you.
Yeah, she gave us a lot of good advice. I should have listened to one where she used to say, I never liked that Billy Clinton, and I never liked his mother either.
Yes. Mothers know, don't they?
Sometimes. I'm not sure I've known everything I needed to know to help my children, but every once in a while, parents get lucky.
Indeed. Well, getting back to Hillary and her obvious physical problems, how do you suppose they did keep her up on her feet and looking so good? I mean, she did come across.
Oh, let me tell you, I have no idea about that. So let's talk about something I do know something
okay.
about.
That's all right.
I would love to know whatever that was. But when you find out, please tell me. There are so many things that need to be understood about Hillary. And in the book, I talk about the genesis of the relationship between Billy and Hillary, which is important for people to understand, and the things that I'm talking about in the book are very foundational to understanding who these people are and what they've been doing for so long, because there is not a single thing that happens every day. There is nothing that is revealed in the emails that is not foreshadowed in my book, because, you know, like, Satan is not very creative and keeps doing the same things and using
exactly.
the same temptations. Well, the Clintons keep doing the same things and committing the same crimes, so it's only differences of who, what, where, when, and but they're doing the same thing over and over and over again. One of the things that's critically important, and people have missed wholesale, is the thing that was denigrated and poo-pooed and given a gate name and called Filegate. And people have heard of Filegate. What they are failing to comprehend is that what happened here is that Hillary had Craig Livingstone, who was the White House personnel security guy, whom she hired with a background of being a bar bouncer, and he couldn't even get security clearance. But she sent Craig Livingstone to get 900 FBI files on her personal enemies. Okay, now this was very early, 1993, when they had just gotten in the White House. 900 FBI files on her enemies. And word was out in Washington that these files were missing, and everyone suspected that Hillary had them, and there were subpoenas to get them. And 2 years later, these files showed up on a table in the upstairs of the White House in the personal quarters. And I just invite people to stop and think. If there's an FBI file, it's probably thicker than your fingernail, right? Now picture 100 files on your table. Picture 900 files. What do you do? Stack them? How do they not fall off in an avalanche? How do they sit there for 2 years and no one finds them? And then when they do find them, they've got Vince Foster's fingerprints on them and Hillary Clinton's fingerprints, but she says she has no idea what they were and how they got there. Okay, here's the problem. 900 files. Do you suppose there's more than 900 people in Washington with a secret? Do you suppose that there's more than 900 people who are afraid that Hillary knows their deepest, darkest secret? I mean, we're talking about congressmen and senators and judges and lobbyists and donors and everyone in Washington. You know, if they've got a guilty conscience, they're thinking, oh my gosh, she's got my file. So there's not just 900 people terrified by this. There could be 9,000. There could be 90,000. So you fast forward to the impeachment trial, and you see Congress shrivel up. There is a shrinkage factor. You see Congress shrivel up, and they can't convict Billy because they are afraid of what Hillary might turn around and reveal about them. And that is huge, and nobody talks about it. But this is the way they operate. Hillary's a terrorist. She has always been a terrorist. In 1971, when she met Billy Clinton at Yale, she decided right then and there to ride his coattails to the White House. And if people wonder, well, how could she know in 71 he was going to be president? Well, I will tell you. The same way that the kids at Hot Springs High School knew in 1963 and 64 that Billy was going to be president and wrote things in his annual like, nice to know you, Mr. President, and see you in the White House, things like that. There's some things you just know, and that was one of them. So Hillary decided to ride his coattails. And in 1974, when she found out that he was dating me and Marla Kreider, she attacked Marla.
Wow. All right, let's pick this up on the other side of this 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village. where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare, don't despair, at www.bugoutpanama.net.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
First hour is Dolly Kyle. You must buy her book, Hillary the Other Woman. It is available at Amazon. Buy several copies. Give it to your friends. It is a must-have, must-read book. Don't just buy
the
book.
Thank you, Dana. And let me jump in and say that the Kindle version is on sale on Amazon right now for $2.99. I ask that the price be lowered between now and the election because I want everyone to be able to afford to read this thing. Previously, I have been sending checks to people who couldn't afford it. I decided it'd be better for me to just lower the price. But anyway, and Amazon's not the only place that where you can get it. You get it at WND Books, like WorldNet Daily Books, the publisher. You can get it at Barnes & Noble, but be warned that Amazon may tell you it's out of stock, and Barnes & Noble may hide the book in the store. I saw that in Little Rock, and have gotten emails from people from one side of the country to another that they've called, and Barnes & Noble said they had the book, and then they went in the store, and they couldn't find it, and they had to get the manager to go and find it where it was hidden in customer service or in the back stock room. Disgraceful, disgusting, and that's what's happening.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, it's believable.
I know. I couldn't make this up. I mean, I'm a novelist, but I have to base it on some reality. This is crazy.
Yes.
This is crazy.
Now, you were talking about Marla Kreider before we went to the break.
Yeah.
Tell us about Marla.
Okay, I'll tell you. In 1974, January of 74, I got divorced from my first husband. I had three small children, and I was planning to go to law school. And I was also, I started dating Billy Clinton in what I would say is our adult relationship. We met when I was 11. He was 12 going on 13. We met on the golf course in Hot Springs. We were friends in high school. We dated. But I did not have sexual relations with that band major, Billy Clinton. Okay? So we began this adult relationship in 74. Billy was also dating Marla Kreider. Billy was teaching law at the University of Arkansas and running for Congress. Marla was a lovely, lovely college junior at the time who volunteered in his campaign and soon became romantically involved with him. Hillary was in Washington working on the Watergate Commission thing, and she heard about Marla because she had sent her father and brother down to Arkansas to spy on Billy. So she swooped in. She went through all of Billy's things. She found little cute notes and cards from Marla. She shredded those. Okay, did you hear the word? She shredded those. So this is when Hillary Scissorhands began what I know about her document shredding. This was 1974. And this is where she began her terrorist campaign. And she called and threatened Marla Kreider, called her in the middle of the night, things like that. And how do I know? Because this first husband who I divorced, very many decades later, ended up dating Marla Kreider. She became a friend with one of my daughters, so that's how I got these stories. And, you know, it's Arkansas. It's a small place. Everyone knows everyone, and eventually the truth gets out. But what I want to say about Hillary as a terrorist, I invite people to look up the definition of terrorist. You know what it is? I mean, we think about the radical jihadists and all that, but a terrorist, at its very essence, is someone who uses threats, violence, or intimidation to achieve a political aim. Ta-da!
That is exactly
what Hillary has been doing for over 40 years. She has used violence, threats, and intimidation to achieve her political end of becoming the first female president. And I use the term female quite loosely.
Yes.
Now, she does not represent women. Okay, and so Marla Kreider was the first one I know about for sure. And the second one I know about for sure is Juanita Broderick, who has become a friend of mine. And I have to tell you that the first time I talked to Juanita, I started with an apology because I was seeing Billy Clinton at the time he raped Juanita. Of course I didn't know about it. I didn't know he had this Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde personality. Obviously, he never showed me the other side of it. But he raped Juanita Broderick, and 3 weeks later, Hillary intimidated her into keeping her mouth shut. So that was that one. And then it goes on. Kathleen Willey, the dead cat, the threats against her children. Sally Miller, the threat to have her kneecaps broken. Paula Jones, you know, the trashing that Carville did, calling her trailer trash and all of that. The private investigators that Hillary sicked on these women back in the 70s and 80s, and then the private investigators would hire the thugs that followed up behind that. So that Jennifer Flowers' neighbor, Gary Johnson, a lawyer, they were living in Quapaw Tower. Gary installed a video camera outside his door just to protect himself from knowing who was coming and going. And that video camera caught Billy Clinton going and coming from Jennifer Flowers' apartment. So two guys, and I think they were Arkansas State Troopers working for Billy, broke into Gary Johnson's apartment, beat him to within an inch of his life to steal those videotapes that would prove that Jennifer Flowers was telling the truth. And Gary Johnson is petrified to this day and physically still impaired from the beating that he got. I mean, I think they intentionally left him for dead, but he survived barely. So this has been going on all this time. And you say, how can this happen? Well, I'll tell you how it can happen. People get scared. Do you realize that I have had people send me emails telling me they loved my book, and then I ask them to post a 5-star review on Amazon, and do you know what? They're afraid. They're afraid to post a 5-star review on Amazon because they're afraid that one of Hillary's trolls will find out about it and come after them. If that isn't terror, what is it?
Well, we know about the Clinton body count.
Well, and I talk about the Clinton body count in my book, Hillary the Other Woman. Some of that is baloney, okay? But what's really important to understand is that the Clinton body count has been used by the Clintons deliberately to threaten people more. I mean, I think it was Bruce Lindsay who put it on Monica Lewinsky's desk and Linda Tripp's desk to keep their mouths shut. But in Chapter 50, I talk about the 17 truth suppression techniques that the Clintons use, and I thank Dave Martin, D.C. Dave, in Washington for providing that list to me and allowing me to use it. And this tells you very simply, point blank, 17 ways that the Clintons keep these truths from coming out. And number one is to ignore something. So if you have noticed, I have been ignored by ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC. Okay, all the initials. All the networks have ignored me, the Washington Post, the New York Times. Everyone has ignored me. Now, they are afraid to say anything about me that's trashing me because they know I would sue them in a New York minute. So there's dead silence.
Amazing. Now, do you, somebody just asked, do you know anything about Larry Nichols?
I do not know Larry Nichols personally. Or if I met him when he was a trooper and I was visiting Billy at the governor's mansion, he's just one of many troopers I met whose names went in one ear and out the other. The only one I really knew was Buddy Young. And I counted on him to tell the truth and to support the other troopers when they came forth about the Paula Jones case. But Buddy Young, whom I do mentioned by name in the book, looked straight into a camera and lied through his teeth about the troopers and about Billy. And so I know he's a liar just like the rest of them. And it turns my stomach when I keep finding out how weak and pitiful and spineless these people are, not to mention brainless, obviously.
Right. Now, I understand that Matt Lauer did some sort of an interview with Hillary Clinton, and he asked her some inappropriate or some very good questions, and I guess she went after his job afterwards. I mean,
well,
she
that sounds
really
about right.
Is,
that sounds about right. And here's the thing, and I talk about this in the book. When Billy and Hillary would travel around to different cities in Arkansas, generally separately, there would be police, local police and firemen called in to help on the security detail. Okay? Those local police and firemen were asked, told by Billy, to get the names and phone numbers of women in the crowd that he found attractive. Those same police and firemen, when guarding Hillary, were witnesses to her incredible profanity, her hatred of people in uniform, and her general disdain for the people of Arkansas. There's not a single one of them who has come forward and said anything because they're scared they would lose their jobs. And that's the way it is. That is the way it is. And there were two different jobs here in Little Rock that I was interested in because I thought I could make a contribution. And in both cases, I was right up to the wire. And then I think they realized that I was the anti-Clinton person that I was. They didn't bother to tell me that I didn't get the job. They just didn't even correspond with me again, like sending me an email would be deleterious to their health.
Ooh. So people really, really are afraid of Hillary Clinton.
Terrified, because she is a terrorist. There is nothing she won't do to get this power. She is addicted to power and money, and more money to get more power. And there is no end to an addict's addiction. You know, an alcoholic doesn't ever say, you know what, I've just had enough to drink, I think I'll stop drinking. You know, that's not the way it works. And a power addict never says, I have enough power, Because she will never have enough power. You know why? And I talk about this in my book. She is still reacting to the drill sergeant mentality of her father, for whom nothing was ever good enough. She is still fighting this battle to please her father, who's been dead forever. But when people are psychologically and emotionally damaged and they don't get healing, this is what they do. They keep reacting. They're a volcano ready to erupt at any time. And I can speak of this from a very knowledgeable position. When I was a 16-year-old virgin getting ready to go off to college, and yes, I was going to college at 16. I skipped two grades and graduated in Billy's class of 64. So it was 2 years ahead. But on August 1st, 1964, I was drugged and raped by one of Billy Clinton's friends. And I am here to tell you that a rape, whether you're a boy or a girl, whether you're an adult woman or an adult man, a rape will change the trajectory of your life. And some victims become frigid. Some become promiscuous. That's what happened to me. And in examining myself, I came to that conclusion. I realized I was a sex addict. I got therapy. I got in a 12-step program. I got help. And I talked to Billy Clinton about it and went through the questions that you ask yourself to realize if you're a sex addict. And he admitted that he was. That is why I was subpoenaed to testify in the Paula Jones case. It was a sexual harassment case. And he never sexually harassed me. But Paula Jones's lawyers, when they read my first novel, got on this issue of the sex addiction and how that explains everything. So you go to addiction. You can't have an addiction without an enabler. Hillary is the enabler of Billy's sex addiction. And worse than that, she is an accessory after the fact. When Billy raped Juanita Broderick, if Juanita had filed criminal charges against Billy, she could have filed criminal charges against Hillary as an accessory after the fact. Think of it this way. Your friend robs a bank. You drive the getaway car. You're an accessory after the fact. And that's what Hillary has done for 40 years, and she's still doing it. And then we have creeps like this Crystal guy at the New York Times who's going to put out an article saying, what if Hillary molested men? What if Hillary grabbed men? Please. Please, she's been attacking women for 40 years, and those sniveling sycophants at the New York Times don't have the balls to talk about it.
Indeed. Oh, my goodness.
Now, it's depressing, but hey, I'm not depressed. I am a happy person. I am not suicidal.
Well, it's obvious that you can talk about this, you can write about this. It's obvious that you have done... You've done your homework. You've done everything that you could do to get over that horrible, horrible experience that crime that was perpetrated against you at the age of 16.
Right, and I never told anyone about it for 13 years.
Oh,
and the first person I told was Billy Clinton, and it was the day Elvis died. We were together that morning, and it was before we knew about Elvis. And I told him that I had been raped. I was drugged and raped by one of his friends, and he didn't even ask me who did it. And he said, I'm sorry that happened to you. And less than a year later, he raped Juanita Broderick.
Wow. Now, you talked about her father. You mentioned her father, mm-hmm. That he was a kind of a drill sergeant kind of a guy. But there are a lot of people that grow up with very abusive and domineering parents or parent. I mean, she is like a terrorist on steroids. I mean, she's gone beyond.
She really is. That's her personality, and I will tell you what I think. This is purely my opinion. It is not based on anything that I know for a fact. It is pure speculation, but it fits right in with Hillary's behavior and my own. Okay? I believe that Hillary was sexually assaulted by a woman. I believe that Hillary was sexually assaulted by a man, probably a man in uniform. And I believe that as a result, and of having no healing, no recognition, no acknowledgement of the importance of those things, that she hates women, she hates men, she particularly hates men in uniform, she hates blacks and Hispanics and Jews and every other minority, she hates Arkansans. The fact of the matter is, and it's just come out in one of these emails, she hates Americans. She hates all people because when she looks in the mirror, she hates herself because she has not dealt with these issues. And I told my own children, nobody gets a perfect childhood. And if you believe the story of Adam and Eve, from any sense, even as an allegory, you know, they had a problem with their kids. One killed another one. So I say to my kids and I say to anyone else, I'm sorry what happened to you as a child. I really am.
Sure.
But it's no excuse after you're 40.
Exactly. All righty, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest the first hour today is Dolly Kyle. She is the author of Hillary, the Other Woman. Please buy it. You can also gift Kindle copies to other people.
Wouldn't that be great? At $2.99 a piece, you can do a bunch of them.
Exactly. You could give them to your whole family, which is something that needs to happen. Now, yeah. You mentioned Marla Kreider earlier, and you said that, Hillary is a terrorist. Does she also terrorize Bill Billy because Billy finally explained to Marla that he needed to be with Hillary because, and I quote, she kicks my butt and makes me do the things I have to do, unquote. So she controls...
Well, she tries to control him, and I talk about that in the book because I think it's very important for people to understand, again, the original dynamics. And obviously, this comes from my psychology background. I didn't take 39 hours of it because of nothing else to do. I'm really fascinated by these things. People look at Billy, and they look at his mother, Virginia, the party animal, and no, she was not a prostitute. She was an RN, and she was a nurse anesthetist in Hot Springs and made a good living like that, but she was a party girl. And people look at her and they think, why did Billy marry someone like Hillary who's nothing like his fun-loving mother? You have to go back to what those of us in Arkansas know. Billy was raised for the first 4 or 5 years of his life by his maternal grandmother. I talk about this in the book. The meanest woman in Southwest Arkansas. So there is his psychological and emotional imprinting in the little medulla oblongata in the back of his brain, right? So the grandmother tried to control everything that he ate and drank and when he slept and when he pooped and everything else. So this is necessary to understanding the dynamic of a person who is in rebellion against a mean, controlling woman and yet, without any healing, is drawn to that kind of woman. So when he met Hillary, this mean, controlling Hillary, still responding to her father's drill sergeant attitudes, oh my gosh, it was a match made in dysfunctional heaven.
Yes.
It was absolutely perfect. And, you know, I've had a few people, which I predicted in Chapter 50, who would call me a scorned woman. I'm sorry, thank God that no matter what my problems were, I got help and I got, I have a changed life and I can talk about this now. I can admit things now that I couldn't, seriously, I could not look in the mirror and whisper to myself back when I realized I was a sex addict. I mean, that's not a happy thing for a woman to say. Guys get kudos for sowing their wild oats and boys will be boys, but there are some really bad names that women get when they're that. Really bad. A big double standard. And, you know, the names Hillary has called people, and I put some of that in my book. This is why I do say, yes, I'm a lawyer. Yes, I skipped 2 grades and graduated and went to college when I was 16 and all that, because I'm not a bimbo. And the other thing is that there are about 2,000 women Billy has had sex with in one way or another, either a rape, a sexual assault, a one-night stand, a quickie in the hallway, whatever. Why do you suppose we don't hear from them? Terror.
Yes, they're afraid. Wow. Yep. Oh, this hour has gone by very rapidly. Dolly, thank you so very much for being on the program.
You're very welcome. I hope everyone tunes in and learns.
I hope so, too. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply.
To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.